The Western Diocese plans to use this year's Diocesan Education Week to raise funds to support the second Church of Uganda-funded girls' school in the diocese. St. John's Nyoro Girls Secondary School, located at the Maracha Archdeaconry headquarters, is the second Church of Uganda-funded girls' secondary school in the diocese after Moni Girls Secondary School. While previously the Diocesan Education Week has been used to administer examination for candidate classes in Church of Uganda-founded schools, this week is being used to raise at least 100 million shillings for the construction of a four-classroom block at the St. John's Nyoro Girls Secondary School. Zachary Alio, the Diocesan Education Coordinator, Madi West Nile Diocese, speaks more about the planned Education Week.
In our Education Week, previously we used to organize examinations. People will do examinations, and after doing examinations, then we award the best candidates. But with the wisdom of the Bishop, when he opened up Nyoro Girls as the second girls' school this year, we feel that there will be a fundraising organized so that the 26th, which is the peak of the Education Week, is to raise classroom blocks for us to see that the girls are also comfortable in that. You know, in our place here, girls' education, we don't take it very much. And in our region, the girl child education is still weak. And therefore, we are now saying that since Nyoro Girls is there, we have all our eyes on 26 are going to be in raising funds for constructing classrooms for Nyoro Girls. We will involve all the church leaders to move to schools nearby and also allow some education lovers to talk to children and students. They will also talk to parents. The parental involvement in education these days is not much.
William Andoye, the chairperson, Central Organizing Committee for the fundraising, says preparations have reached advanced stages. He says Nyoro Girls Secondary School, which they started in 2020, is steadily growing in numbers that will help address the rampant teenage pregnancies and school dropout rate among girls in the district.